Why lichen yoke? So yoke is, of course, that we know is a part of a jacket or a shirt that is part of the shoulders. And of course, the yoke is something by which you, as a gadget, by which you carry weights, often water buckets or heavy weights across the shoulders. But yoke is also the term that is at the foundation of the word yoga. And yoga is, of course, a trend that has been all over the fashion world and everything from athleisure to various, you know, outfits and sort of what's called the sort of the health goth look, etc., etc. I think the interesting part is when it comes to the infusion of the yoke in our everyday garments, but perhaps if you want to say so, also the infusion of yoga and athletic wear into everyday garments, and especially now during the corona times when people have been sitting inside in their loungewear and perhaps their leggings and things. And the interesting part with yoga is, of course, that yoga, we think of it perhaps as gymnastics, but yoga is also a part of magic. It's a magical practice, an ethereal practice, where it's about becoming more divine, making yourself, your body, but also your inner world into something that is more than human or more than you were before. I think this is where the interesting intersection between fashion and gymnastics, if you want to say so, and yoga, meaning that it isn't not only an aspiration to look like others and look more than others, but actually it's an inner transformation. It's a casting of a spell almost and a training by which you take control over your life and try to practice a life in a new way that imbues your life with magical properties. You actually turn your life into more than the everyday life. It has become, you know, so by engaging in fashion, in a sense, I think we need to understand it much more like a magical practice, but also like a training practice, meaning like almost like a gymnastic practice, meaning that fashion is a way to cast a spell over your life by which you turn your will, what you want with your life, into a practice by which you try to change your life in this direction. You know, so magical practice in that sense is to do what thou wilt, meaning understand what you want, what your will is, and you try to influence the etherical energy forces around you and shape it, give shape to it, but also give shape to your life and give shape to your appearance and give shape to the world according to your will. It's a magical practice. So just like yoga and gymnastics and these kind of things, it's much more than just appearing before others in striving for a position in society and being, you know, influential or being seen or being affirmed. It is much more of an inner practice where you control your life and practice magic by shaping your world according to your will. And this is where yoga, the yoke, and fashion are all infused into one.
Oh my gosh, that made me so happy. Oh my gosh, bringing up the magic